You're listening to SBS News.
They're not very big, barely 3 centimetres long. They're strikingly coloured with bright yellow-green stripes, and the northern corroboree frog has become a symbol of the pressures on its natural environment in Australia: climate change, bushfires, degradation of the land, and feral pests. The Minister for the Environment, Susan Lee, has opened a new home for the northern corroboree frog breeding programme at Taronga Zoo in Sydney. Just under $500,000 for the project has come from the federal government's bushfire response.
The work that you will do will be vital in protecting such a fragile ecosystem. The frog is a symbol of the fragility of the alpine ecosystem, the pressures that it's under, only exacerbated more by the bushfires. So this is some really important work.
The northern corroboree frog lives in the forests, subalpine woodlands and tall heathlands of the ACT's Brindabella Ranges and the nearby Fiery Range and Bogong Mountains in New South Wales. Their range has decreased dramatically because of bushfires, and experts fear the population may have dropped from millions to as few as 1,000 frogs left. Taronga Conservation Society Australia CEO Cameron Kerr says the zoo's work is often to step in to try to save species that are teetering on the brink of disappearing altogether.
So our teams can be out there as first responders to recover populations that are highly threatened, then look after them, and then, of course, be the last line of defence, to breed those populations up and then be able to return them into restored habitat.
Mr. Kerr says the project will bring together geneticists, specialist husbandry skills, veterinary skills and pathology skills. The northern corroboree frog is unique in the world, producing their own defensive poison rather than obtaining it from food sources like all other poisonous frogs. The alkaloid poison is secreted from the skin as a defence against predators and potentially also against bacterial skin infections. They're also very unusual in their behaviour, hibernating during the winter. And unusually, they don't start breeding until their fourth year. That's another factor threatening their survival. Michael McFadden is Taronga Zoo's herpetofauna supervisor, and he'll be in charge of the new breeding facility.
The northern corroboree frog is one of our most critically endangered species in New South Wales or in Australia. And it's also one of our most iconic. Their bright yellow and black coloration makes these guys stand out from almost any other frog species in Australia. So they're an absolutely beautiful frog that, unfortunately, due to a number of factors, including disease, including more recently factors like drought and bushfire, the species is being pushed to the brink of extinction.
The facility is based on a 12-metre-long former shipping container at the zoo and equipped with an observation window so visitors to the zoo can see the work being carried out with the frogs inside. Mr. McFadden says the long-term goal is to bring the species back to viability in the wild.
Through the building of this new facility here, we're going to be able to establish a new insurance colony for this species, which is going to involve collecting eggs over a number of years to establish as broad a genetic representation of the species as we can. And then hopefully over the next few years, we'll get those frogs through to maturity, and then they'll be here in this facility, calling away, producing lots of eggs that we can utilise to re-establish and supplement populations down throughout their natural range. And
Susan Lee says the project is a lifeline for the species and reminds us that, as well as protecting the iconic furry animals that everyone knows, the impacts on all native wildlife need to be taken into account.
What Taronga Zoo is doing, with support from the federal government as we came out of the bushfires, what we said was lots of work to do on the ground, but part of that is captive breeding and how we support facilities like Taronga, who are the experts in their field, to breed some of our endangered species and help restore them to their rightful place.
Australia is home to around 240 frog species. Most of them aren't found anywhere else in the world. 16 of them have been identified by the expert panel advising the federal government on bushfire recovery as likely to have been severely affected by last summer's fires. Alan Lee, SBS News.